The Port Ambrose transfer station was to be built off of Long Island, and it would have allowed tanker ships to load up with liquefied natural gas, then distribute the gas into pipelines on the mainland. Cuomo made the announcement to an enthusiastic crowd of Long Island officials and activists.
I am going to sign a letter to the maritime industry vetoing the Port Ambrose project.
Cuomo, in the letter to the federal officials, says there are too many concerns about the project, including possible damage from future superstorms like Hurricane Sandy 3 years ago, and even potential terrorist attacks.
We know that Al-Qaeda has spoken about LNG terminals as a possible terrorist threat. We know that we haven't yet fully contained the terrorism and the terrorist threats. We know that New York is on the top of the list of terrorist targets. So that is a very real concern.
The gas transfer station would have also been built in the same location where an offshore wind farm has also been proposed. Cuomo says the two projects could not coexist. He says if anything went wrong with the gas transfer station, the coastline, including Jones Beach, would be irreparably harmed.
This is really a sensitive jewel that we have been given to hold in public trust.
And the governor, himself an avid fisherman, says the plant would have harmed New York's fishing industry. Cuomo, who banned hydrofracking in New York last year, was lauded by environmental groups. Julia Walsh with Frack Action says she hopes that the governor will now act to stop the expansion or building of new gas pipelines in Westchester County, near the Indian Point nuclear power plant, and upstate across Schoharie, Albany, and Rensselaer counties. She says there's growing awareness that the pipelines can be harmful.
These pipelines are very toxic. Every, 40 miles of the pipeline, there needs to be these massive compressor stations to compress the gas and releasing a lot of toxic air pollutants in which people breathe in. And we're hearing more and more now about the pollution and the sickness that Americans across the country are experiencing because of these pipelines and compressor stations.
The Ambrose Point project needed the okay of the New York governor in order to proceed, but the state has less jurisdiction in the case of the upstate pipeline projects. But Walsh says she hopes Cuomo, who has often taken executive action to do, among other things, raise wages for fast food workers, can find a way.
We do believe that he has the power to stop these projects.
The head of the company that wanted to build the transfer station, Liberty Natural Gas, says he's disappointed and very surprised with Governor Cuomo's decision. Liberty's Roger Whalen says he thought the safety and environmental concerns raised by the governor had already been addressed and dismissed in the final environmental impact statement. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.